And those are just a few of the many features of perhaps one of the most beautiful parks in the United States, if not the world. So get out and enjoy.
It's Quakes Michael Rush, today's San Francisco on 60. Well done. The face-off with Will and Willie next on 960 The Quake.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Fraga. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Fraga. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Fraga. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. On approval of credit, subject to prior sale. Whatever.
Looking for a good time?
I got so many kids now, and I just ride through the hood and wave. I don't stop.
Enter at your own risk.
I want to turn my life over to God, man, but I got to get this money first.
No cover.
I tried to be a pimp. I had the 3 laziest bitches you would ever see.
And no rules.
I would have been your daddy, but I ain't had change for a 5.
One place.
God damn!
One night.
Dating a black girl is like dating a probation officer. Maximum security in the house.
One man.
Where you been? Where you going?
Mike Epps, Inappropriate Behavior. Premiere Saturday, May 6th at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. Only on HBO.
Catch Mike Epps in his first solo HBO stand-up comedy special. Mike Epps' Inappropriate Behavior debuts Saturday, May 6th, 10 p.m., 9 central, and is only on HBO.
Hello?
Does your old cell phone make you feel a little outdated? Get a new one at letstalk.com. We carry the latest models from all the major carriers, and we'll save you hundreds over store prices. Letstalk.com. If you didn't get it here, you didn't get a deal.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
It's just coming up on 7 o'clock. We'll have earthquake tips here at the top of the hour, as we're apt to do for one or two more days. Then, keeping it real with Will and Willie. Will Durst and Willie Brown and Paul Wells. And gentlemen, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. And can you hear me now? It is the top of the hour, John. It's keeping it real. It's 7 o'clock. Good morning.
Very good. What's happening on today's broadcast?
Well, we're going to hear more from Will Durst in New Orleans, aren't we?
I certainly hope so. Yes.
I certainly hope so. There he is.
And then P.J. Corker is dropping by, as usual, with his quibs about yesterday's march.
Aha. And I get a lot of news. I toured the devastation yesterday. It was incredible. It's just so unending. That's the thing that really struck us when we went through it. It's
and then
just
the nation of Qatar provided $100 million, and they delivered much of it yesterday to the victims of Katrina. What a generous contribution by a nation.
Qatar?
They just did that?
They just did that.
No kidding.
It's in the New York Times today.
Excellent.
Now, see what we learn by listening to this show. Even the news guy picks up stuff. Good job, Willie.
All right.
Great job. All right, all three of those cats will be back in just a couple of minutes. That's the Progressive News Hour for this day. More news and downloadable audio available right now at our website, quakeradio.com. This is San Francisco and the Bay Area's exclusive Progressive Talk station, broadcasting in HD digital. We're KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960 The Quake, 701.
960 The Quake wants you to be prepared for the next earthquake, and we have some ideas to help.
I'm Tom Kreitler from Radio's The Money Pit with tips on how to keep your stuff in place. Shake, Rattle, and Roll isn't just an old rock song. It's what could happen to everything in your home during an earthquake if you don't take some simple precautions now. Even if your home is structurally sound, it still can be an extremely dangerous place during an earthquake if your possessions have not properly been secured. Furniture can present a big risk of injury. Items like bookshelves, heavy mirrors, or anything else that can get easily tossed to the floor should be strapped to the walls.
Comcast Digital Cable has hundreds of channels of the most requested programming with about 30 local channels and includes on-demand with thousands of shows and movies to watch whenever you want. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into sports, movies, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV, watch one show while recording another. The DVR is inside the cable box, so no extra equipment is necessary. With Comcast high-speed internet, you'll get blazing fast connections and 100% pure broadband features such as click-and-play videos and web-based email. They've recently upgraded the upstream and downstream speeds for all of their customers at no extra cost. Now you can enjoy even quicker uploads and downloads of photo, video, and music files. Call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Cable and internet, Comcast.net. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net.
Hi, this is Jim, and you've reached my cell phone. My piece of crap cell phone. The one that looks like debris from a Cold War Soviet satellite? The cell phone whose ring sounds like a desperate plea to be put out of its misery?
Need a new cell phone? Just visit letstalk.com. We carry the latest cell phones from all the major carriers, and we'll save you hundreds over store prices. Letstalk.com. If you didn't get it here, you didn't get a deal.
Tell them Will and Willie sent...
The smell of garlic. And the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
Check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
7:05, this report brought to you by Miracle Auto Painting. Altamont Pass motorcycle down. And either the car or the motorcycle, anything's blocking two lanes of traffic. Now over on the shoulder, that's 580 westbound at Grant Line. San Jose King Road at Alum Rock. Closed due to police activity right now. A two-car crash now on the shoulder on 24 eastbound, just past the MLK off-ramp. Metering lights onto the Bay Bridge toll plaza, the backup to the foot of the maze. Miracle Auto Painting is your complete collision repair facility. They provide guaranteed collision repair and refinishing services on time and on budget. Miracle works with all adjusters for seamless claims, and when accident repairs are out of your pocket, that's Miracle's specialty. I'm John Scott. Time for Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station. 960 The Quake.
Thank you, John. I'm Paul Wells here at 7:06 on this Tuesday morning. Another beautiful sunny day around the bay. And here in our live broadcast studio where you can drop by at the Hotel Vitale at the corner of Mission Embarcadero, Willie Brown. Will Durst joining us again today from New Orleans. And you, thank you for tuning in.
And thank you guys for having me out here in the 504 area code.
I mean, the broadcaster who has banker's hours.
9 to noon, yes.
Not bad, Will, not bad at all.
That's right, and I went to bed at a reasonable time, Pacific Coast. I went to bed about midnight, Pacific Coast time, so I'm fine.
Not bad, no. So the devastation is complete, is that your report?
You tore the Ninth Ward and
everything. Yeah, what's amazing is that you go down. We went through, we went out to Lakeside, which people forget is pretty much a white middle class area. And when you see the water line and you see how block after block after block, and you're only going down one street, and you see it on the left and you see it on the right, and you know that it just goes on for miles because you're only looking at one street. It's not that each individual house is so forlorn. It's just the accumulated weight that you see. We saw when we went to the Chaumette, which is right across the canal, we saw three houses that had been lifted up by the water and smashed into one another. Just over and over. It just weighs on you.
And the debris is still there?
A lot of the debris is still there. A lot of it's actually, I was talking to a contractor the other day, and they're trying to actually recycle it. They're trying to put all the electronics together. They're trying to get all the different kinds of debris together. Right now, what everybody's worried about is that there's still a lot of original debris, and then there's secondary debris, which is from remodeling and stuff that's out there. Now, imagine that all this debris becomes flying windborne shrapnel in case another hurricane comes through. That's what everybody's starting to worry about now.
What's happening with the water system? Could you tell anything about that? Are there any real threats to people for the water they're consuming and using?
No, they've been testing the water on a regular basis, and so far everything's coming up clean, or they're telling us that everything's coming up clean.
Electrical power appears to be in place?
Well, there's a couple of areas like the Faubourg Marigny, which is the section that's just a little to the east of the French Quarter, and that section, they had a couple of power outages. You know, Tony, our engineer, he was at a club over the weekend, and the power went out during a concert for about 10 minutes.
Did Tony step in and fix it like he does here?
No, Tony didn't step in and fix it. He didn't jump up on stage and help them with their instruments either, because he does play in a band. But there is intermittent, there's some street lights that will freak out, that just will pulsate. So anybody, you know, prone to epilepsies and problems. Last night was a great debate between the two mayoral candidates, between Naig and Landreau.
Tell us about that.
It was kind of a love fest at the beginning. They were explaining each other's qualifications, and they were agreeing with each other. Yeah, I would do the same thing, only I would do it this way. And at the end, they started really, you know, hammering each other. I think they realized that they spent too much time, you know, hugging each other. So at the end, the question was, is there anything that you know about your opponent that would not make him a good mayor? So Landreau's answer was, I think we're crippled nationally because of some inconsistencies and intemperate remarks, you know, talking about Nagin's hair trigger. And Nagin said, I worry about him being a doer versus someone who just kind of pontificates a little bit. So there was a little bit of teeth at the end, but I guess they're doing a lot of debates. They're doing another one tonight that's almost a private debate, and it's about talking about the image of New Orleans and how to reclaim the image of New Orleans.
Now, among our guests joining Will Durst today from New Orleans on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake, we might have Mayor Ray Nagin. Who else do we have lined up?
Oh, we got a great lineup. We got New Orleans Police Department Captain John Bryson's going to join us. And from FEMA.
This time for sure, huh?
Well, we still don't know. They're still a little leery of us. What do you want to talk about? A gentleman named Gil Jameson's going to join us. And from the Chat Noir, which is one of the artist community centers here in New Orleans, we're going to have Soon Gonzi, and she's going to be in studio, so that'll be fun.
And, Will, as you are observing in New Orleans, can you tell if there is a difference in treatment between the various districts, the wards, as they call them, in terms of the recovery process?
Well, we noticed that when you go past the houses and you see that little sign that they put on the houses, which was, it said, certain amount of bodies found on the inside, and most of the houses that we saw had a zero, fortunately. But they also had the date that they were inspected, and who inspected them. And what we saw was, it had to do mostly with water, where the water was standing. So they would go in as soon as the water was away, had dried up or receded, And it was the Ninth Ward that had the latest dates. That was as soon as they could go in. Some of them were almost a month after the storm hit.
Is there a lot of rebuilding going on? Or are they still just basically cleaning debris?
They're basically cleaning debris, and everywhere you go, there's independent contractors who have signs on lampposts and signs on street poles, lamp poles, street signs, stop signs, and they're all roughing 24 hours. We clean up anything. Some incredible signs, but everyone is plastered, and we're talking about the streets and the neighborhoods where everybody, they have something here called the jack-o'-lantern effect, which is they're worried about having one house on a block that's refurbished and the lights are on and everything else is dark. And that's mostly what they're worried about.
And also the pumps, I hear from friends in New Orleans that they need $40 million of repair post-Katrina work, the pumps that keep the water out of the bathtub that is New Orleans. And those failed in recent rainstorms. A couple of them burned out because of their overuse and having sat submerged in salt water for as long as 3 weeks after the hurricane. So those are concerns there as well. Was there any response, Will, in New Orleans for the Day Without Immigrants? Because we had 30,000 hitting the streets here in San Francisco, 100,000 in San Jose, 400,000 in L.A. and Chicago.
Well, the figures he's giving you, too, Will, are the figures are these. Frankly, these hostile people who are doing the estimating. I was on the streets yesterday, and I guarantee you there were more than 30,000 people in San Francisco. When you think in terms of Justin Herman Plaza, which is right here opposite us on the waterfront, and all the way out to 8th Street, and you literally could not cross either one of those streets on the blocks, people were at least 8,000 to 10,000 strong in each one of the blocks. And to say there was 30,000 people is to say that it looked more like a peace rally than it did one of these marches. And so I challenge those who are doing the estimating. I think there were probably in San Francisco something closer to 60 or 70,000 people rather than 30,000.
They might have just been looking at the people that showed up in front of City Hall.
I think that's probably all they were doing, but they don't realize that the march lasted from... it started about 11:15. I was on the streets. I left the march standing in front of the Four Seasons Hotel at 1:15, and it still had about three or four blocks of people yet to go. Now, you tell me that's 30,000 people? That's crazy.
No, that's got to be more than 30,000.
Of course it's more than 30,000 people, and I guarantee you it was more than 400,000 people in Los Angeles. I appreciate the fact that the police estimated the people in San Jose. That looks like it was close to what the estimate would have been because they showed a whole dramatic photograph of what looks like the entire march itself, and it does look like just hundreds of thousands of people, and that's what they said. But in San Francisco, to do what they did on the estimates and to do what they did in Los Angeles on the estimates, I think is terrible.
Well, here in New Orleans, there was definitely a march, but there was no estimate about they just said thousands of people, the Times-Picayune. They showed it on the TV last night, and it seemed like 20, 30,000 at least, but it's impossible to tell, you know. Yep. It was three or four. They had a helicopter shot of three or four blocks.
I thought that 30,000 sounded a little light.
Yeah, but let me tell you what the Chronicle did also. The Chronicle on the front pages says 1 million people march. Well, then if you just tally up what they have in total just on the front page and only in four cities, you're already at 1 million. So obviously...
you are correct, sir.
It's a hell of a lot more than 1 million nationwide. But to play it down the way they are playing it down, you know, is I think, counterproductive. It clearly has become a civil rights movement for immigrants in this country. And that's what was demonstrated yesterday. And by the way, it was incredibly peaceful. Incredibly peaceful. Even over in Oakland, it was peaceful. And by the way, De La Fuente, the candidate for mayor, led that particular march and cited the fact that he came here on a tourist visa and never left.
Now, yes. A little bit later in our show today, we'll have Stephen Legomsky. He's a former advisor to both President Clinton and President George Herbert Walker Bush's first INS commissioner, and he's a professor at Washington University in St. Louis. Talk about how the reform of legal immigration criteria needs to happen before illegal immigration can be curbed. And so we'll be speaking with him. We'll have P.J. Corkery ready to go in our next segment, and joining Will Durst, Willie Brown, and myself, Paul Wells, here at 7:17 Tuesday morning. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Do you feel like a slave to your work? Spending worthless hours stuck on city streets or freeways, trapped in a cube or office surrounded by annoying coworkers, working until wee hours of the night? Well, the bad news is we have to work. But the good news is you can find relief with GoToMyPC. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere. All you need is an internet connection to have access to everything on your PC. Files, programs, emails, and network resources, just like you were at the office. Imagine. Avoid rush hour and start your morning from home. Or leave work early, have some fun, and finish later when it's convenient for you. The best part is, Bay Area listeners can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days. Just visit GoToMyPC.com, click the radio microphone, and enter promo code BAY. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo BAY. Access your PC from anywhere today with GoToMyPC.
At the 2006 Wente Vineyards Concert Series, it's about more than just the music. Our wines go as well with your favorite artists as they do with a specially prepared menu. And the intimate setting among the hills and vineyards bring you so close to the stage, you can almost touch your favorite stars. Like Blues Traveler, Heart, Chris Isaak, and more. Click on the Wente logo in your online media player right now to order tickets. Or call 925-456-2424. That's 925-456-2424. Tickets also available at all Ticketmaster locations.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters, quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Business leaders need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Network with business leaders and receive a valuable employment business toolkit. Call now at 650-802-6500 or lifeafterthelayoff.org.
Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal clear high definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
Business leaders, do you need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Enjoy food, prizes, and a valuable employment business toolkit. Most importantly, you'll be networking with Bay Area business leaders and locally elected officials. Space for this event is limited, so call now to reserve your seat at 650-802-6500 or go to lifeafterthelayoff.org. That's 650-802-6500 or log on to lifeafterthelayoff.org.
Want to save money and stick it to Big Oil at the same time? Of course you do, and the Quake can help. We've exhaustively researched the lowest prices around for gas. Just log on to quakeradio.com and scroll down to best gas prices and plug in your zip to find the cheapest gas in your town.
I'm 21, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake, and I'm Paul Wells. It's beautiful morning it is on this Tuesday, and Mr. Mayor, who do we have as a guest?
Well, first of all, we got Will Durst down in New Orleans hanging out with the jazz buffs down there and having a good time. Here in the studio, however, right here at Hotel Vitale, we've got P.J. Corkery, the legendary columnist for the San Francisco Examiner, who always comes in with good quips. What's going on, PJ?
Well, good morning. What's going on? Things are back to normal today. Though around town yesterday, certainly in the financial district in downtown, there were, things weren't terribly disrupted. Though I watched the
not too many illegal immigrants working in the
There weren't, and I was surprised at some of the places that were closed. I went through the ferry building, and the Mexican restaurant there was closed. That didn't surprise me, but Petite Lulu was closed, and the Hog Island Oyster Farm was closed.
And the slanted door was closed.
I thought the slanted door was open.
No, slanted door was closed.
Okay. The people were sitting outside in the tables and benches that they used. But in the places that I saw, they all had signs in the window announcing that they were closing and to support, as one sign said, the strength and vibrancy that illegal aliens contribute to San Francisco. Then around town, you saw other places that were closed, Burger Bistro. But here, right next door in Rincon Center, where there's a large food court for office workers, everything seemed perfectly normal there. I did notice that people who were going to places and finding them closed were not upset. They didn't react angrily. I think San Francisco is kind of more of a boutique and sympathy march when you compare it to the really robust marches in L.A. and Chicago. Now, on the other hand, I would say that at City Hall in San Francisco, at one point it was closer to about 45,000. And that's just using my fairly tried and true crowd measuring devices, which is in the course of a march, you stand at one point, count the number of people typically going across at that point, and then measuring how many people pass in 10 minutes and extrapolating. In City Hall, you had a lot more. Down here at the foot of Market Street, it was busy, but if you look down here, you would not have guessed that it was about 45,000, which is what it was. I think what happened is that as the march, which in San Francisco is a little looser than it was elsewhere, moved along Market Street, it picked up people. You mentioned that there were groups at Yerba Buena who were, activitying, if that's a word, in the park and then joined the march. But ours was more of a sympathy march. And the key thing about the Bay Area is that there were three marches, San Francisco, Oakland, and the massive one in San Jose, which started late in the afternoon, and that meant that kids in school could join the demonstrations without having to skip school. It also meant that some heavier industries and companies, not restaurants, but construction, things like that, could let people do a full day's work and then go. But it's interesting to me that the focus of protest in the Bay Area is San Jose, not San Francisco. You saw in San Francisco very few of the Birkenstock Berkeley crowd, who usually the gray-haired ponytails who usually make up a large part of our protests here. You saw, at least I saw, no anarchists, who usually end up just annoying people. It was a very peaceful, jovial, rather, jovial is not the word, but, a good-natured event. Lots of families, and needless to say, lots of young families.
P.J., I was going to say, when I stood there for the hour plus that I stayed in front of Four Seasons, it was remarkable in that it was entire families.
Yeah.
It clearly, mother, father, grandmother,
right,
just a ton of kids, and it really was a much younger crowd than I see normally marching.
Yeah, our demonstrations in San Francisco, whether it be about the war or anything else, are usually populated by holdovers from the late 60s, early 70s.
I call them rejects.
The rejects. This was very different. No, I think for lots of families, they were using it as a kind of learning experience. But
yeah, I'd like to even hear. We should hear from some of the people in the Bay Area who might have been out there yesterday and why they were there. They could give a call at 866-960-5753 and join in the conversation.
Or even why they didn't show up.
Yeah, if you're Hispanic or you're an immigrant and you didn't go.
I do think that there was a clear distinction, however, between the number of people in San Francisco and the number of people in San Jose. San Jose was, for Northern California, the center of the immigration boycott, protest, demonstration, I think. And I think in part because, as stated by Cindy Chavez yesterday, San Jose is more than 30% Latino. She told us yesterday. That's not the case in San Francisco. It's only about 10-12% in San Francisco.
The Latino population in San Jose, are the roots agricultural? Is that
That's how it started back when there were lots of orchards.
It's making the transition. Remember, San Jose has a Latino mayor.
Mm-hmm.
San Jose has one running for mayor, a replacement for the current mayor. Looks like it's going to be a Latino. There are multiple members of the Latino community on the city council, and the infrastructure, in many cases, is populated by Latino staff people in San Jose. And so Cesar Chavez had a whole operation in San Jose. There are shopping centers, or that are malls, as you call them, that are basically malls that cater primarily to people of Spanish surname and with a cultural component.
This brings up, but to me, an interesting and maybe merely an interesting sociological point, but it's this, is that in places, communities, cities, counties, where you have an assimilated population, and a good test of an assimilated population is if you're staffing in local government, includes representatives of an ethnic group, then they're assimilated, also tend to be the places where you find the most robust and proudest ethnic heritage. It may simply be because people have more of a stake by that time. I mean, you've developed a middle class, you've developed people who are homeowners, and it's interesting that here we have a set of marches about people who really, don't have the documentation, at least to give them much of a stake in anywhere, but in cities like San Jose and in Los Angeles, where you already have assimilated populations, you have the greatest pride and alert concern.
Well, and in Los Angeles, you also have Antonio Villaraigosa, who is the mayor of that city. The Speaker of the California Legislature is a Latino. There are probably 12 or 15 elected officials at the state level in Los Angeles who are Latino. In San Jose, you have state elected officials who come from that region as well. So you should know that there would be a distinction, I think, in the population and the participation in such a movement. I do think that places like Phoenix, which I monitored yesterday also, because in previous demonstrations, more than 100,000 people showed up to demonstrate in Phoenix. Yeah. Yesterday, it was fewer than 10,000.
Right.
And it was because the employers and the workers themselves, apparently, made the decision they would not shut down the operations as they had done in the past. And so I don't think it was a clear indication of what the true strength of such a movement would be. And I would guess that if the organizations that supported the first effort in Phoenix had been part of yesterday's activities, again, there would have been 100,000 people in Phoenix.
PJ,
I think this movement is going to grow, and grow.
Well, that's the question, is what's next? I mean, not only in terms of the legislation before us, but what's next in terms of this movement? I mean, it's something's warning.
Before we check in with John Scott in the news, we do have a caller in from San Francisco. Good morning. You're on the Quake.
Good morning.
Yes, and your name?
Vishnu Bhakta.
And you call it?
Yes. I switched to a different phone, sorry.
Go ahead. What's your question?
Well, my comment is that as a legal immigrant from India, I was very resentful of people who do not follow the legal procedure that I did and have snuck in ahead of people who have gone the right procedure and tried to do things the right way.
I take it that you came into this country in what you call legal. You had a work permit when you came in, and you were in such a position that you would get in line for a green card as a result of having a work permit. Or did you come as a student?
No, I came with a work permit.
You came with a work permit.
Yes.
Keep in mind that that's a terrible system, and in many cases it's applicable to East Indians only. You get someone who's already trained, already talented. You recruit them to come into this country, and you tell them if they stay here and do their work for a certain number of years, they will then be entitled to a green card. The protest is not so much about illegal, or it's clearly about, in some cases, about illegal, but it's also about you. The effort that is being made is to get the business of the phony green card operation that this country has imposed upon you in place so that you will not have to do what you've had to do in order to become a member of this community and a citizen.
But still, I had to do something. I did not just sneak in here.
No, of course you didn't sneak in here. But let me assure you one thing. There's no reason why, if it was a flawed system when you came in, that system ought to continue to persist just because you made it.
And this is a part of what we'll have the professor later on. Vishnu, thank you for calling. We're going to check in with John Scott right now, and we'll continue the conversation with P.J. Corkery. And, P.J., your visit to the White House...
Well, my report.
Yes.
I did not visit.
True.
The Follies.
The Follies.
Uh-huh.
The Follies.
The White House dinner. We'll be hearing about that right now. Let's take a look at the news, weather, and traffic. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
All right, Paul. 7:33. This traffic report brought to you by Martinelli's Apple Juice here in the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news. Crash on 880 southbound after 16th Avenue was in the lanes, but they've scooted it over to the shoulder now. Crash now also on the center divide 101 southbound at Alameda del Prado through Novato. And thanks to Quake listener Peter, called our traffic tip line at 415-538-5600. Gave us the heads up on that. Car on fire on 24 westbound right in front of the Caldecott. So you stop and go from the Arinda Crossroads up to that. The right bore is now blocked, and crews are on the way to see what they can do about that. 59 BART trains are on time. Drink your apple a day with Martinelli's Gold Medal Apple Juice. Martinelli's is all-natural, 100% juice made from U.S.-grown fresh apples, not from concentrate. No additives of any kind. Martinelli's Gold Medal Apple Juice since 1868. Here's a look at what's happening at 960 The Quake at 7:33. How would you like to ride Muni today and have those fine capitalists at the Wall Street Journal pick up the tab? The paper is paying for Muni fares in the city starting at the Embarcadero station right now until 7 o'clock tonight. And there's a 12:35 Giants game today. Might be a good way to get to the ballpark. Heads up if you're planning a trip to see the waterfalls at Yosemite. A rock fall has closed a stretch of Highway 140 outside of the park. It's unclear how long it's going to be closed because it's shut down in both directions. A geologist will do a survey and they'll figure that out. The park can still be accessed by Highways 41 and 20 from the west. The Bay Area's two PBS stations are merging. KQED and San Jose's KTEH are getting together. The two stations already overlap about 30% of their programming. You won't see a change immediately, but spokespeople from both stations say the move will allow them to offer more variety of programming. The FCC should approve the merger sometime this summer. The Tehama County Social Services Department cannot be required to accommodate the belief of an evangelical Christian employee that he must share his faith with clients and others on the job. San Francisco's Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled yesterday that the constitutional duty of the county agency to not entangle itself in religion outweighs the constitutional right of one Daniel M. Berry to promote his intolerant religious views. Quake weather. Not much fog today. It's concentrated more south towards Big Sur. Just a touch of it this morning. It'll be sunny today around the Bay Area with highs from the 50s at the beaches to the low 80s inland. I'm John Scott. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
What are your meetings costing you? Driving 2 hours for a one-hour meeting? Watching sales go down the drain because you didn't have the right people with you? Flying to headquarters for a half-day training session? Add it all up, and you need GoToMeeting, the easiest-to-use web conferencing service. Perform on-screen demos, sales presentations, or training sessions right from your desk. Reduce your travel budget and be more efficient by meeting online, anytime, anywhere. All you need is an internet connection and a PC. Plus, meet as much as you want, as long as you need, for one low flat rate. No hidden charges, no surprises. Bay Area listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code BAY. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo BAY. GoToMeeting, online meetings made easy. Try it free today.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth? Real profit. To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down. And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-7572. That's 1-800-440-7572. 1-800-440-7572.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size Smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories. And you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
You're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-422-1271. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-422-1271. 1-800-422-1271.
I never want to hear end timers and President of the United States in the same sentence. This is not the David Koresh end time of the world. The end of the world is near. This is using the full force of the American might of the nuclear arsenal on another country because the president thinks that he's got messianic vision. Is there LASIK surgery to correct that?
Randy Rhodes, afternoons 3 to 7 on 960 The Quake.
Yes. I think that is actually 4 to 8 that Randy Rhodes is on. 7:39, and we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Willie Brown is here with our guest P.J. Corkery at the Hotel Vitale, the corner of Mission Embarcadero, and Will Durst from New Orleans again today, returning to our live broadcast here tomorrow.
Hey, Will. Willie Brown here, and we've got P.J. Corkery with us, and he just tells me as a sidebar that the man you're looking for as a guest on the program today, Ray Nagin, actually showed up in D.C. P.J., where'd you get that information?
Well, this is my far-flung net of correspondence reports in from the White House Correspondents Press Association dinner, which was held last Saturday night in Washington. They always bring celebrities of one rank or another along to it. You had Joe Wilson and his wife Valerie Plame there, but you had Ray Nagin and Stephen Colbert of The Daily Show, who was a featured and very controversial speaker. Pointed out Nagin in the crowd, said we're very delighted to have the mayor of the Chocolate City here, and he welcomed him to Washington, which he said was a chocolate city, but with a soft white marshmallow inside and a graham cracker crust of corruption on top, describing Washington, D.C. as the Malamar city. But Ray didn't have much to say there. This dinner is one of those events like the Gridiron Club that's held once a year, in which the press and the politicians, including the president, poke fun at one another and at themselves. George Bush is very good at this. He showed up with that kind of doppelganger, Steve Bridges, who really looks just like him and who frequently appears on The Tonight Show. And they did a skit in which George Bush would, you know, say something, and then Bridges would reveal what was really on his mind. So say Bush is good at these tunes, and he did get off some good lines. He told the crowd, he said, "I'm feeling really chipper." He said, "I've survived the White House shakeup." And and someone else said, you know, pointed out there was a new drink available at the bar. It's called a Cheney shot. What you do is go up and ask for a Cheney shot, and the bartender fills a shot glass full of wild turkey and throws it in your face. Yeah. But Stephen Colbert, who is who's on Jon Stewart's Daily Show, was the featured speaker. In the past, they've had people like Don Imus, who was incredibly insulting to Bill Clinton, who was the president when he appeared, and they had Jay Leno. But Colbert is unusual in that he's not the strict stand-up guy. He plays a character who is more Bushy than Bush. And, of course, it's incredible satire, and there are many people who think that he bombed terribly Saturday night. He did a very long monologue. It seemed sort of painfully long because the audience just wasn't responding. And the audience at this, I mean, these aren't the... The White House press corps, it's not made up of the brightest lights in journalism. You know, when you get a job like that, you're not there because you ask sharp questions. And even the TV White House press correspondents, they're just playing in a skit. You know, I mean, Sam Donaldson with Reagan, it was all kind of a an act. And
you're pretty caustic about the White House correspondents. I thought that was such a great title. Every time I see the White House correspondent, I figure you're at the pinnacle of your success as a journalist covering Washington.
Well, maybe you're at the pineapple of your success. But then the it's not, you know, listen, the measure of the White House, the journalism of the White House press corps is to point out that the Watergate scandal was not uncovered by any White House press correspondents, but by a police reporter. One of the things that Colbert did is, you know, in the guise of this character who's more Bush than Bush, he said, he was talking about the White House press room, and he said, you know, you guys have got to get it. We have a way of doing things around here. We make a decision, we announce it, and you type it. Now, they didn't laugh at that because I think it came painfully close to home. That's all you do in the White House press corps is type it. The emails they write about what's going on are far more interesting than any of these stories they produce. But they also bring some real dim celebs to the thing. I don't think that George Clooney's particularly dim, but he's a guy on an agenda. These people, they're not there, they're not relaxed, they're not very witty, and they don't like it when someone really gets too close to home. For instance, Colbert said, as to the press response, that the White House shakeup was a mere rearranging of the deck chairs on the Titanic. Colbert said, "No, this administration is soaring, not sinking. If anything, we're rearranging the deck chairs on the Hindenburg." And it's a pretty good line. But and on Bush's response to disasters, he said, "I stand by this man because he stands for things. Not only for things, he stands on things. Things like aircraft carriers and rubble and recently flooded city squares." And that sends a strong message that no matter what happens to America, she will always rebound with the most powerfully staged photo ops in the world. Well, that does it does bite. And the president just sat there, not rolling off his seat with laughter. But,
no, he was grim.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, he hasn't heard anything like this. I mean, he's used to sort of frat boy jokes at these dinners, but they're not terribly biting. One other thing that Colbert said about Bush, about his steadfastness, he said, "The greatest thing about this man is that he's steady. You know where he stands. He believes the same thing Wednesday, no matter what happened on Tuesday." And on Bush's response to global warming, he mentioned Jesse Jackson, who was also in the crowd, and you know, Jesse will go to anything, I guess. But he said Bush's he said trying to fight Bush on global warming is like boxing a glacier. And by the way, enjoy this metaphor because your grandchildren will have no idea what a glacier is.
That's pretty biting.
Yeah, and so this thing just went on for
almost 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah. And it was... Now, here's what's happened. This is why it's news. I mean, I think the guy was very, very funny, and he just pushed through. He didn't let the silence bother him. But now Fox News has attacked this as inappropriate, which means that Roger Ailes didn't get any of the jokes. But, you know, given the fact that Imus was able to insult President Clinton, and that was not inappropriate...
No. That was inappropriate. It was seen by everybody as inappropriate, and you remember when Imus did that thing, he got a lot of flack from the left and the right.
There's a difference. I mean, these people, they're now really trying to destroy this guy, Colbert. One of the problems...
No, but I disagree with what he did, too. You got to be... He did a disservice to the people who hired him.
Well, the thing is that Imus is...
No, this is a congenial event. This is not a place to come out and you get a chance to cut the legs off the president. He is the president of the United States, and these people hired you. I think you're there to make them laugh.
On 960 The Quake, you know, we have this difference opinion, PJ, because you're PJ Corkery, you're a news guy, and Will Durst, he does these kinds of events.
Well, I'm also thinking of the they're not going to have comics anymore who do political stuff. That happened after Imus. Imus, they stopped doing political comics. They had Ray Romano and men are different than women kind of comics. And they're going to do the same thing because Colbert had a grandstand and proved that he can insult the president in front of his face. I thought it was grandstanding, I think he did a disservice to the people who hired him and to the president.
But my point is that this didn't hurt Imus at all.
Well, it didn't hurt Imus, but it hurt comedy.
Well, this just shows the incredible power of Imus, is that he can get up there and be completely inappropriate, and yet he gets away with it because every member of the press corps in Washington, every politician in Washington wants to be on Imus.
Show.
And not everyone wants to be on the Colbert Report of the Daily Show. But I thought it was incredibly funny and
you watch. They are not going to have a political comic on that Washington Correspondents' Dinner for 3 or 4 years.
Years. I think we could live without the Washington Correspondents' Dinner.
I want that gig.
The
show gets bigger. I would have enough of a marquee. They would put me on the show.
Well, you got this gig and you got the Burst of Durst coming up in a couple of moments. And PJ Corker, you had something about John Kenneth Galbraith.
Kenneth Galbraith, the great professor of economics, a real public man, a very fine writer, died over the weekend at age 97 after full life. He was a great advisor to presidents. He really helped devise a lot of what saved the country after the Depression. He was a really brilliant and clear writer. Some of his books, The Affluent Society, The Crash, 1928, gave us phrases that are now part of everyday life, like the phrase, the conventional wisdom. Some unthinking critics said of him, well, his books are just full of quotations. Well, they're not. I mean, that's like saying Shakespeare is full of quotations. Shakespeare said them first. Two things just about him. One is he was once asked why he wrote these really brilliant but public books, and he said, well, I learned as an economist in World War II when I wrote a book about price theory that maybe 15 people read it. And he said, I got tired of writing for those 15 people. He was also a great and quiet philanthropist. The book, The Affluent Society, has made money for a long, long time. In 1967, he very quietly assigned the royalties in perpetuity from The Affluent Society to a fund at Harvard University, quote, for undergraduates who find themselves facing an unexpected crisis in their lives. Now that, you know, just sounds like a giveaway phrase, but what it meant and what it was held to is that these were funds to be used to help women find a place and the means to get an abortion. They had one. And this was before Massachusetts legalized abortion. I don't think, I don't recall the history of legalization. The speaker mayor knows it better than this. But it was a remarkable bit of philanthropy, and I always thought of that. A gift for undergraduates facing an unexpected crisis in their lives. He was very, very great man. I once wrote an ad for his neighbor on Francis Avenue in Cambridge who was subleasing the house. And we trying to figure out a way to sell the sublease. And the headline we came up with on the ad was, "Put out your garbage with Galbraith."
All right, B.J. Corkery.
As usual, well-informed and informs the public extremely well.
And at 7:51, we've got a burst of Durst coming up in a few moments here. 960 The Quake, Progressive Talk Radio.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. At Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry. For a limited time, we'll throw in a free, brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra-thin, so you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer. It's all yours, free, when you call and order now. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5507. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5507. That's 1-800-997-5507.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
Free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-522-6121. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
Schultz, now on afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m., back to keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
And at 7:54, Will, it's your turn.
Why, thank you, Paul. How low can he go? Yes, it's a race to the bottom between George Bush and dirt-flavored ice cream. And the president has just passed the ice cream like it was standing still. A new poll shows the president has slid to the lowest approval rating of his presidency, or any presidency, and that includes the guy who used to stick bamboo under the fingernails of preschoolers, and all I can think of is... that can't be good. A majority of voters now say they'd rather French kiss rabid, flatulent weasels before casting a vote for a Republican ever again. And we're seeing so many wrinkled and worried GOP brows on TV, you'd be forgiven for thinking you're watching a Shar Pei puppy convention. Fortunately, the president doesn't believe in polls. At a fundraiser last week, which may be part of the problem, he said he wants colleagues who don't listen to polls and focus groups, but stand strong for what they think we're doing right. No problem there. He is also fond of saying a rising tide lifts all boats, but nobody ever talks about its inverse correlative, that a sinking tide means everybody can stand strong and get out of the boat and walk to shore. Either that or the ocean is emptying because of an approaching tsunami of rejection, and people better stand strong and run stronger or risk body surfing into the 24th floor of a skyscraper in the financial district. And that's your burst of Durst for today.
Oh, Mr. Bush should hear this one. He should really hear this one. Because then he will know why Rick Santorum doesn't want him coming to Pennsylvania. he will know why DeWine doesn't want him coming to Ohio. He'll know why.
And Santorum is a little to the right of Pol Pot.
No question. And he will know why even that fellow in Stockton. Can you imagine Pombo?
Pombo doesn't want Bush coming?
Let me tell you, everybody is after Pombo, right? So, on the day in which the gas prices, oil goes up to $72 a barrel, gas prices goes up to over $3.20, he flies to Houston to have a fundraiser with the oil industry.
Man, his timing is off, isn't it?
And said, well, how much did you raise? Well, I can't tell you exactly what I raised, but I did raise some money. And did it come from the energy people? Well, it was co-hosted by the guy who, the chief government relations guy for Shell and a couple of other oil companies. Now, how stupid can you be politically?
Geez, I would, you know, in that district, I wouldn't dare them for stupidity because you might get surprised.
Yeah, like the GOP today, now they're backing off that $100 rebate deal for gasoline. Because everybody looked at that and went, you're kidding me.
No. They're backing off, Paul. They're backing off more than $100 rebate.
Yes.
They are, that's secondary. Mm-hmm. They have backed off of changing the nature of the tax structure as it relates to the oil companies.
That's what got the oil companies and other businesses upset.
Absolutely. That's what the oil companies didn't care about the $100. And Bill Frist just says, we now need to consider this a little bit longer. So all of a sudden, in the midst of this incredible increase in prices at the pump, the GOP is doing exactly what the GOP at the Senate level always done, and that's succumb to the special interest.
Yes, don't upset the oil firms. We're going to hear more from New Orleans. We should have a FEMA guest in the next segment with Will Durst down there today again. And Willie Brown here. I'm Paul Wells on The Quake. Stay with us.
Looking for a good time?
I got so many kids now, and I just ride through the hood and wave. I don't stop.
Enter at your own risk.
I want to turn my life over to God, man, but I got to get this money first.
No cover.
I tried to be a pimp. I had the three laziest bitches you would ever see.
And no rules.
I would have been your daddy, but I ain't had change for a five.
One place.
God damn!
One night.
Dating a black girl is like dating a probation officer. Maximum security in the house.
One man.
Where you been? Where you going?
Mike Epps, Inappropriate Behavior. Premiere Saturday, May 6th at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. Only on HBO.
Catch Mike Epps in his first solo HBO stand-up comedy special. Mike Epps' Inappropriate Behavior debuts Saturday, May 6th, 10 p.m., 9 Central, and it's only on HBO.
2006 is the year of the quake.
Progressive Talk and the home of Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Where in the world is Iraq? A new study by National Geographic and the Roper Organization shows nearly two-thirds of Americans, 18 to 24, can't find Iraq on a map. And only half the 510 people surveyed could locate the state of New York on a map. The study's final report paints a dismal picture of Americans' geographic knowledge. Joint state and federal hearings are being held today into the Sago mine disaster in West Virginia. Earlier this year, a dozen miners died, one survived. Family members, as well as state and federal officials, are being heard. Pam Campbell's brother-in-law was one of the miners who died.
I'm going to take it upon me to also speak to the rest of these families. We expect to get answers to these questions. And so far, these answers have not come.
The mine company says a lightning strike led to an explosion in the mine, but there is no official explanation yet. Oil prices are back over $74 a barrel. The record is just over $75. Republicans have proposed a $100 per person rebate to help pay for gas. But Republican Senate Leader Bill Frist says he's surprised by the opposition to tax oil companies to pay for it.
It is a proposal that has been on the table. It has been recommended by the Senate in the past. I think it took a lot of people by surprise. And therefore, we're going to pull back on that, and we'll look at it in hearings and in committee.
This is day six of jury deliberations in the Zakarias Moussaoui terrorism conspiracy trial. The jury is considering life in prison or death for Moussaoui's part in the 9/11 plot. We asked our senior legal analyst, Jeffrey Toobin, whether 6 days suggests the jury has hit a snag.
I wouldn't say they're on the verge of hanging. And in this case, if there is a hung jury on this, it doesn't mean a retrial. It means he gets life in prison.
Lawyers and jury consultants say the longer the jury takes, the less likely Moussaoui will get the death penalty. This is CNN Radio.
Hello?
Does your old cell phone make you feel a little outdated? Get a new one at letstalk.com. We carry the latest models from all the major carriers, and we'll save you hundreds over store prices. Letstalk.com. If you didn't get it here, you didn't get a deal.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net.
960 The Quake, broadcasting in HD digital. Learn more at quakeradio.com.
Comcast Digital Cable has hundreds of channels of the most requested programming with about 30 local channels and includes on-demand with thousands of shows and movies to watch whenever you want. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into sports, movies, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV, watch one show while recording another. The DVR is inside the cable box, so no extra equipment is necessary. With Comcast high-speed internet, you'll get blazing fast connections and 100% pure broadband features such as click-and-play videos and web-based email. They've recently upgraded the upstream and downstream speeds for all of their customers at no extra cost. Now you can enjoy even quicker uploads and downloads of photo, video, and music files. Call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Cable and internet, Comcast.net.
Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
Good morning, it's 8:04, and this report brought to us by the Sleep Train. So that landslide repair hasn't been finished yet in Pinole, so you can use the carpool lane if you're a solo driver on 80 westbound from 4 to Appian Way, and then you have to get out of the way. San Lorenzo, signaler just issued by the CHP, car off the road and into the trees, 238 northbound at Hesperia, and right before the 880 intersection. Could have rolled over. It looks like the left lane's going to be blocked for a while. 84 westbound, Paseo Padre Parkway, two-car crash, blocking the right lane and waiting for a tow truck to clear. There's a car stall in one of the left lanes as you make it up to the incline. Bay Bridge, Toll Plaza, upper deck. And crews know about it. Backup is into the foot of the maze anyway. Metering lights are on. Head into Sleep Train today and sleep free for a year. On approved credit, you won't pay a dime for 12 months and get a free bonus with your purchase of any select premium mattress set. Sleep Train, your ticket to a better night's sleep. Someone's picking up the tab for your Muni ride today. We'll tell you about it at the bottom of the hour. More local news. Now it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
And at 8:05, good morning. Thank you, John Scott. I'm Paul Wells here with Willie Brown at our studio at the corner of Michigan Barcadero at the Hotel Vitale, where you can drop on by and have some coffee. And Will Durst, you're in New Orleans, and joining us right now, Gil Jamison of FEMA. Good morning. Yeah.
Mr. Jamison, are you there? Hello?
Not there right at this second. All right, I was told he was there, but he's not, so we'll keep moving on. Let me do a little bit of housekeeping here, guys, because we started this last week and we haven't done it yet this morning. If you're registered at quakeradio.com, be caller number 9 right now at 866-960-5753. That's 866-960-5753. And you'll win 4 tickets to see Lewis Black at Oakland's Paramount Theater. That's happening this Saturday, May 6th, and Lewis will be our guest in this hour on Thursday morning. Lewis Black, that'll be the 9th caller if you registered at quakeradio.com, 866-960-5753.
So he's going to be in the studio with us, right?
I'm told we have Mr. Jameson from FEMA on the line right now.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, Mr. Jameson. How's it going?
Doing well.
And you are there in New Orleans, Mr. Jameson?
I'm in Baton Rouge this morning, but started out in New Orleans earlier today.
All right. This is Willie Brown on the Quake in San Francisco, along with Will Durst, who's right there in New Orleans in the French Quarter.
Well, the Central Business District.
Not the French Quarter?
No, I'm in. I'm on the corner of Howard and Barone.
Ah.
I'm sure Mr. Jameson knows where that is.
I do, yeah. How are you enjoying the city?
Well, I wish I could stay, but unfortunately I'm coming home back to San Francisco today.
You got to Jazz Fest over the weekend?
I got to go to a couple of days, yes. I got to wallow.
And the city's coming back.
It seems like it. It's an interesting definition of the word normal. Because it's all relative, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, but it's, you know, a lot of people in the city over the weekend and, you know, a lot of good spirit in terms of the recovery theme, so I was personally delighted to see it.
Are you from New Orleans?
No, I'm not, but I've been down here for an awful long time. I've been down here now for about 6 or 7 months.
So you were there post-Katrina. You weren't part of FEMA before Katrina, or were you in a different office?
No, I've been with the Department of Homeland Security and FEMA for quite some time.
And you got assigned to the Katrina. What's your role exactly?
Well, right at the moment, I'm FEMA's Deputy Director for Gulf Coast Recovery. During the response, I was Vice Admiral Allen's deputy.
Aha, the man who stepped in at the last minute.
Well, yeah, stepped in and got it straightened out.
Yeah.
Now,
everybody here credits the Vice Admiral for getting things moving and moving forward instead of just moving around in a circle.
Well, he's a good leader and, in my view, an American hero.
Now, Mr. Jameson, tell the Quake listeners here in San Francisco what the early days were like in FEMA. Where were you, and what do you think of the response FEMA had right in the wake of Hurricane Katrina?
Well, I think, you know, looking back at that period of time, certainly we had command issues, there were communication issues, the response by anyone's measure, I think, was certainly inadequate in terms of the early issues of evacuation and what have you. So make no excuses for any of that, but I think when we got the right management team in here, we got the right resources in here that we were able to get it back on track.
Now, Mayor Nagin in the debate last night let slip a secret that he has a plan. He's going to set forth a storm plan because they're talking about the next hurricane season, which starts in 29 days, and everybody's worried about something happening. So do you know any details of the plan?
Yeah, I do. I did a press conference with Mayor just last week where we were talking about some of the housing issues. Met with his emergency manager just yesterday down in New Orleans. We've actually had 3 planners down there working with his emergency manager on the details of their plan. We're very familiar with it.
And what are its major components? Evacuation mostly?
Yeah, well, clearly evacuation is the key component, making sure that we can alert and warn people. Making sure that we know the clearance times for transportation to get them out. And then the third leg of that is making sure that there's adequate shelter to provide for the people once they are out.
And communications between all the different agencies is obviously key.
Communications was the subject of yesterday's meeting that I referenced with the emergency managers. We actually had folks down in New Orleans from FEMA, their communication MERS units, from Department of Defense, the NORTHCOM unit, Coast Guard communicators were down there, as was the National Communication System representatives. And so we met with Terry. We met with some of the other high-risk Gulf Coast community emergency managers to understand what their communication requirements were. We're up here in Baton Rouge today to overlay those communication requirements with what the state can do. And then my interest in this is making sure that if there are still gaps in that process, that we, the feds, are prepared to step in and ensure that there is robust communication.
The voice you're hearing is that of Mr. Jameson from FEMA, who's based currently in New Orleans, dealing with the issues around Katrina. And, of course, he's talking to us on 960 The Quake. And our own roving correspondent is the way I describe Will Durst at the moment, who is in New Orleans, actually observing the devastation and the recovery process. Mr. Jameson, in looking at New Orleans, according to Will Durst, there appears to be still a considerable amount of debris that has not yet been removed. Is FEMA still involved heavily in that aspect?
Yeah, we are, Will, but I appreciate the question because I think the notion is that you've got a group of federal bureaucrats that have been pretty sluggish in picking up the debris, and I would submit that's not the case. What you have going on in the city right at the moment is a lot of people whose homes have been significantly damaged and who are going through some agonizing questions about whether their homes should be demolished or whether they should fix them up. And so a lot of the debris right at the moment is tied up with right of entry issues, and that is just individual homeowners deciding what they want to do with their property. And so while there is certainly debris in portions of the city, East Orleans and Lower Ninth Ward, obviously, to name a few, what's going on there is not a hesitation on the part of the feds, but the feds actually working with parish officials to help homeowners work through those decisions.
Hey, what are some of the restrictions that have been put on rebuilding?
What we're trying to do as part of the rebuilding process is quite frankly something that folks on the West Coast are very familiar with, and that's our programs of mitigation. As you well know, out in San Francisco, that there are a number of different seismic retrofitting techniques that we try to employ when there's damage as a result of either Northridge, Loma Prieta, some of the other quakes that you've experienced out there.
Right.
And in here, in this particular situation, our emphasis is really on flooding and elevating properties. And so what we're doing is asking homeowners as part of the rebuilding process to elevate their structures above the base flood elevations to minimize damages.
And how do people pay for that? How do they get that done? And do you at FEMA still offer some sort of assistance, as in past years that FEMA was there in assisting in loans and such?
Yes, we do. There's a number of different programs. There's three in particular, which I think some of your viewers are probably familiar with from our programs out there. But we have a hazard mitigation grant program that we work through the state, and essentially all of the dollars that have been spent in the response on housing, debris removal, or what have you, essentially 7% of that rather large number is used as a grant to the state to facilitate the rebuilding process. In addition, Congress has authorized in a disaster supplemental essentially $7.5 billion to date, with the prospects of additional funding that is we're working with the Louisiana Redevelopment or Recovery Authority to use that money for helping to rebuild. And then the final leg of this, and probably the most important, is insurance benefits. As Will probably knows from spending some time in the city, the peril and the risk of flooding there is something that residents of that city live with on an ongoing basis, aside from this disaster. And so the penetration of insurance within the city was extraordinarily high. There are insurance benefits that are available to help with the rebuilding process as well.
At Query, there has been a report that FEMA is about to terminate some of the rent subsidies that people have enjoyed and obviously needed since Katrina. What's the status of those programs, and why is there a cessation of those payments?
Yeah, there's not, to answer your question. I think that's Willie, but here's what's going on in that regard. Folks who are eligible for temporary housing assistance will remain eligible for temporary housing assistance for up to 8 months. So the folks that you're seeing in mobile homes and travel trailers throughout the city are eligible for that assistance for up to 18 months. After 18 months, it's not an absolute close out of their assistance. If there's a permanent housing available in the city, we try to help people with the housing plan migrate to that form of assistance. What happened after this particular disaster, and FEMA's received a lot of criticism for it, in my view, in some cases unfairly, is that we didn't worry about our traditional programs of eligibility. If someone presented to us at a shelter or what have you, we provided housing assistance, sometimes in the form of cash, often in the form of hotels and motels, because the housing stock down here was so completely devastated. And what we're finding now is that there are criteria of eligibility for temporary housing assistance. And I don't mean to get too bureaucratic with you, but basically you had to be living there at the time of the disaster, and that house or dwelling or rental unit had to serve as your permanent primary residence. And what we're finding, quite frankly, is that there's a lot of folks who have been in hotels and motels who really didn't meet that eligibility criteria. And while we have been sensitive and tried to provide housing to them for this period of time, essentially from last August till now, we're getting far more precision in terms of who's in those cases. And folks who are ineligible for assistance, that assistance will be ending. But folks who met that criteria and are eligible for housing assistance, we want to get them out of hotels and motels. We just don't think that's any way for a family to live. And there's a desire on our part to find them housing plans, move them out of hotels and motels into some other form of more permanent, either temporary assistance or indeed, you know, a permanent residence. But the assistance is not ending for those who are eligible.
So you erred on the side of leniency to begin with, and now you're cracking down, pretty much.
We erred on the side of leniency to ensure that people had housing.
And right.
As opposed to cracking down, I think I'd not choose to use that term. But
of course not. Now you're tightening the eligibility to those who actually deserve it.
Gil Jamison from FEMA in New Orleans, thank you for joining us and giving your perspective now that you were sent by the government in there after the disaster and the, as we all know, disastrous response by FEMA and other government agencies to Hurricane Katrina.
Thanks, Will and Willie.
All right. Hope you have a quiet season, man.
In the next segment, we might get Ray Nagin, the mayor of New Orleans. We're still in search of him for this morning. We'll also be joined by New Orleans Police Captain John Bryce in this hour. In the next hour, we'll hear from Lee Zurich of WWL-TV, who is on the spot, and Sue Gonzi of Chat Noir, who stayed through Katrina and is part of that group Chat Noir. It's kind of the Beach Blanket Babylon, a show that they put on, New Orleans version of that. And we will also speak to a professor from Washington University in St. Louis, Stephen Legomsky, on immigration and what needs to be done to make reforms so that there's an even playing field for people who want to immigrate to the U.S. or want to stay if they're already here. 819, and we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Hi, this is Jim, and you've reached my cell phone. My piece of crap cell phone. The one that looks like debris from a Cold War Soviet satellite? The cell phone whose ring sounds like a desperate plea to be put out of its misery?
Need a new cell phone? Just visit letstalk.com. We carry the latest cell phones from all the major carriers, and we'll save you hundreds over store prices. Letstalk.com. If you didn't get it here, you didn't get a deal.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
The smell of garlic and the sound.
Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
At the 2006 Wente Vineyards Concert Series, it's about more than just the music. Our wines go as well with your favorite artists as they do with a specially prepared menu. And the intimate setting among the hills and vineyards bring you so close to the stage, you can almost touch your favorite stars. Like Blues Traveler, Heart, Chris Isaak, and more. Click on the Wente logo in your online media player right now to order tickets. Or call 925-456-2424. That's 925-456-2424. Tickets also available at all Ticketmaster locations.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters, quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
Business leaders need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff Business and Networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Network with business leaders and receive a valuable employment business toolkit. Call now at 650-802-6500 or lifeafterthelayoff.org.
Laid off or can't find your dream job? You hit the jackpot. Join Peninsula Works at the Life After the Layoff event, May 11th through 3:30 to 7:30. Meet the job squad for job counseling, info on hot jobs, prizes, and more. Call 650-802-6500 or lifeafterthelayoff.org.
Going down by the riverside. To the Mississippi River, that is, in New Orleans, joining Willie Brown here and myself, Paul Wells, in the studio at Mission Embarcadero. We usually have at the Hotel Vitale, Will Durst, but the last couple of days been in New Orleans. And, Will, you have a guest with you right now? Will?
Will's on assignment. They're
all right.
Not yet, Paul. They're on their way up from downstairs from the lobby of the radio station.
How about the coffee up there, Will? What's happening with it? Is it really alligator coffee?
The lady, the wonderful
crocodile
woman in the front
coffee.
No, community coffee is what it's called.
Speaking of what's real and what's not, by the way, we had a caller earlier.
I don't get to answer the coffee question.
Go ahead and answer the dang coffee question.
He asked
we're all
me
riveted
about
it.
Coffee. Well, no, I'm not going to answer now.
Yes, you please.
Well, it's got chicory in it, which is interesting. Chicory. I don't even know what it is. I think it's sawdust that they used as an extender. You know, when they didn't have enough coffee, they had a rash in it, so they threw chicory in it, and then it became kind of a tradition. So now down here, they drink coffee with chicory.
Yeah, that's like talcum and some other things I can think of. You know,
and we have our guest.
Ah, that's always a good thing.
Captain Bryson.
Yeah, I see. Okay, we were going to be joined in a little bit by him, and so let's have him on right now.
Captain Bryson, it's thank you for joining us here on 960 The Quake.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Oh,
we can't hear a word from Captain Bryson.
No, we can't hear him.
Not at all. So give him some of that chicory coffee.
Well, while we're waiting for that, you know, we had that caller who identified himself as Vishnu earlier. We got an email to willandwillie at quakeradio.com here by going to the contact us button. I think your last caller was not who he claimed to be in talking about immigration. I don't know how calls are screened, but as an audience member, it's a little distressing to hear someone with an obviously fake name and fake accent make a story about immigrating here and then bashing other immigrant groups. We suspected as much, but I couldn't see the name. The call screening software was down in the studio here.
So. Well, how do you get a fake name? How did he know it was?
Well, just make up the name. You know, like Reginald Winfield Gregory III?
Well, Kitty says, not only was that the worst East Indian accent I've heard, but I don't believe East Indians are naming their children after Hindu gods. He said his name was Vishnu Bhakta or something like that, actually. So that was her point. And also, listeners have also said that what Stephen Colbert had done at the White House Correspondents' Dinner Saturday night was basically do the emperor's new clothes and do it in front of Bush, and they feel it was heroic of Colbert to do, although one of them says it may be true that Colbert did a disservice to those who hired him, and it may have done a disservice to comedians, and Will would know better than most. This is from Jim and Gilroy, but he absolutely did a service to the country, and that trumps all others in this case, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, I have a vested interest.
Yes, you do. And people can go to Salon.com, by the way, and learn more and get to see or hear or get the entire transcript
of what Colbert had to say. My problem with it was it wasn't crisp, quick, and funny. Just some of it was funny. But Will Durst was much better. The burst of Durst would have been more appropriate.
I have a different style. He's a TV guy.
And he's also playing a character, right, Will?
And, yes, he's doing it with a second focus. But I just tell jokes. I tell jokes to drunks in bars. That's my job.
Okay, but
the gentleman that we have right here, his job is looking after the streets of New Orleans, the 504 area code. Welcome, Captain John Bryson.
Good morning.
Captain Bryson, Willie Brown, here in San Francisco on 960 The Quake.
How you doing, Mr. Brown? Thank you very much for having us.
Welcome to our little station. We
Thank
love
you.
To have quality guests.
Thank you much.
So, are you aware that you may very well have grounds for arresting Will Durst?
Yes. I just met the gentleman. And
You are aware of that.
Read him his rights. I'm his criminal defense lawyer.
You have a job ahead of you.
Oh, no, I'm going to plead him guilty. I mean, like, right away. I'm going to take care of this action.
We can work out 2-10.
Yeah, you know, your department has come under severe review and some criticism by the public, as they have criticized lots of things that's going down in New Orleans. And some of your people were allegedly not at their stations when they should have been, nor did they come back as a result of this disaster. Were you a member of the department at the time?
Yes, I was. Matter of fact, I was commander of the 5th Police District, which incorporates the 9th Ward and the Lower 9. And if you've seen the footage from New Orleans or been here, you realize that that was the hardest hit in the entire city. Frankly, the Lower 9 looks like someone dropped an A-bomb. It looks like Hiroshima after we dropped a bomb there. It's completely wiped out between North Claiborne, Caffin Avenue, Desalon, and also France Road. It was just an incredible levee break. The Industrial Canal just wiped it all away. Unfortunately, a lot of misconceptions about our officers came out following Katrina. You know, I realize now why our United States military goes after communication when we invade a country.
I love that. Did you hear that, Will?
Yeah, he's right, too.
Once the communications are knocked out, a lot of things are being put out by the media. It's being passed on from person to person, and the media really wants to know what's going on, and no one really knows because communication is not up. As you know, cell phones didn't work. Satellite cell phones didn't work. Our radio systems were knocked out. Katrina was a devastating storm. To have experienced Katrina, and if you didn't go through it, you missed a doozy. That was a storm. And once the levees broke, 90% of the city was underwater, communications out, and a lot of officers were trapped in their homes. Some did flee. Matter of fact, we've identified 49 individuals who were New Orleans, former New Orleans police officers, who did leave and didn't come back. And they
49
have been dismissed.
Out of how many, sir?
49 out of 1,700, approximately, give or take 10. I think we were at 1,698 at the storm. And after it, roughly 49. And another 200 are under investigation right now administratively for either leaving without permission and coming back. But, of course, once again, communication was totally down. If you got a minute, let me quickly say that as the commander of the 5th District, I did split my command up into two locations, one at the Bywater Hospital and one at the 5th District Station, knowing that if we had a disaster, which we knew was impending, that the citizens would come to the station. So we did leave a small contingent there. But my night watch and my DIU, which is District Investigative Unit, and the task force was on stand down. They were to report Monday afternoon at 4 p.m. Now, we knew that they would have considerable problems getting to work. We knew that.
Captain, let me interrupt you for a moment. We've got a little bit of a break here. Can you stick for a minute? We want to talk to you about this.
Yes, sir.
All right.
And we have from New Orleans joining us this morning, many guests, including the police captain from New Orleans that is with us right now in the studio with Will Durst in New Orleans. We'll continue with this and more, including our immigration expert from St. Louis, Professor Stephen Legomsky, and your calls at 866-960-5753. Right now, John Scott's got the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
Thank you, Paul. It's 8:31. Let's begin in the Cron 4 Traffic Center, Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news. We have all of our troubles in the East Bay at the moment. This report brought to you by Mattress Discounters. Oakland, center bore, or the right bore, correction. Right bore of the Caldecott Tunnel closed westbound, backed up from 680 all the way to the tunnel. There was a car on fire inside the bore, and that's why it's taking you forever. And thank you, Quake listener Nina, for calling us on the Quake tip line at 415-538-5600. Our eye on the scene right there. Oakland, problem. Coming up to the foot of the maze on 880, an earlier stall moved out. A little cluttered up there. East Shore Freeway, all right, with one exception. Crash on Powell Street off-ramp in Emeryville. Second lane from the left block, but it doesn't appear to be serious and should be out of there pretty quick. Walnut Creek, 680 southbound at North Main. Car stalled in the second lane from the left. The metering lights are on. The Baybridge Toll Plaza is back up to the foot of the maze. Our one peninsula problem is 101 northbound before Oyster Point. There's an overturn, and it looks like emergency crews will be swarming there temporarily. Again, 101 northbound before Oyster Point. At Mattress Discounters, you'll find discounted prices every day on quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic on the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort. Plus, on approved credit, no down payment, no monthly payment, you pay no interest for 12 months. And here's a look at what's happening on 960 The Quake at 8:32. It's a free ride on Muni today, the whole system from the Embarcadero Station. The Wall Street Journal is picking up the tab. It's a promotion, and it'll run until 7 o'clock tonight. If you'd like to go to the Giants game today, it's at 12:30, and you can get a free ride over there. KTEH, San Jose's public television station, will merge with KQED, San Francisco's public television station. According to the Mercury News, the merger has been negotiated for the past 8 months, and they say that their programming overlaps about 30% now, but the merger will allow them to offer more variety. Still needs approval from the FCC. That'll be rubber stamped. It'll happen this summer. The Environmental Protection Agency wants to finalize a radiation safety standard by the end of this year for the planned Yucca Mountain nuclear waste dump in Nevada. A U.S. Public Health Service officer who's the team leader for Yucca Mountain Project Standards told a conference that the radiation limit will be designed for 1 million years. A 10,000-year limit prompted a federal court in July of a couple of years ago to reject an earlier standard. Another birthday celebration for the state's oldest person, George Henry Johnson, was with his friends and family as he celebrated in Richmond his 112th birthday. Johnson served in the Army during World War I. He's California's last surviving soldier from that war. During World War II, he worked at the Kaiser shipyards. Happy birthday, George. Quake weather, sunny today, nice, a little chilly on the coast, 50s, up to the low 80s inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Do you feel like a slave to your work, spending worthless hours stuck on city streets or freeways, trapped in a cube or office surrounded by annoying coworkers, working until wee hours of the night? Well, the bad news is we have to work. But the good news is you can find relief with GoToMyPC. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere. All you need is an internet connection to have access to everything on your PC. Files, programs, emails, and network resources, just like you were at the office. Imagine. Avoid rush hour and start your morning from home. Or leave work early, have some fun, and finish later when it's convenient for you. The best part is, Bay Area listeners can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days. Just visit GoToMyPC.com, click the radio microphone, and enter promo code BAY. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo BAY. Access your PC from anywhere today with GoToMyPC.
Business leaders, do you need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Enjoy food, prizes, and a valuable employment business toolkit. Most importantly, you'll be networking with Bay Area business leaders and locally elected officials. Space for this event is limited, so call now to reserve your seat at 650-802-6500 or go to lifeafterthelayoff.org. That's 650-802-6500 or log on to lifeafterthelayoff.org.
Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal clear high definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Hello?
Does your old cell phone make you feel a little outdated? Get a new one at letstalk.com. We carry the latest models from all the major carriers, and we'll save you hundreds over store prices. Letstalk.com. If you didn't get it here, you didn't get a deal.
What are your meetings costing you? Driving 2 hours for a one-hour meeting? Watching sales go down the drain because you didn't have the right people with you? Flying to headquarters for a half-day training session? Add it all up and you need GoToMeeting, the easiest-to-use web conferencing service. Perform on-screen demos, sales presentations, or training sessions right from your desk. Reduce your travel budget and be more efficient by meeting online, anytime, anywhere. All you need is an internet connection and a PC. Plus, meet as much as you want, as long as you need, for one low flat rate. No hidden charges, no surprises. Bay Area listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code BAY. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo, BAY. GoToMeeting. Online meetings made easy. Try it free today.
The Mike Malloy Show.
You know, the best way to get health care into the hands of every single American and keep it affordable is to get these filthy insurance companies out of the loop.
Air America's Mike Malloy.
Get these filthy, rapacious, Bill Frist-style insurance companies out of the loop. Send them to hell where they belong.
Mike Malloy, tonight at 11 on 960 The Quake.
...8:38 on this Tuesday morning, May 2nd already. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. And I'm Paul Wells here with the Honorable Willie Brown and a wonderful cup of cappuccino without chicory, which is what they use in New Orleans. And Will Durst is there.
Well, my cup has something else in it.
What are you guys drinking?
I don't know, but not in front of the captain.
New Orleans Police Captain John Bryson is your guest, right, Will?
Yes, he graciously wandered up to our studios here on Howard Street in the Central Business District of New Orleans. And the captain's been with the New Orleans Police Department since 1980, so he knows his town inside and out.
I have a question to ask the police captain. During Katrina, in the immediate days afterwards, I had some friends, and still do, who live in New Orleans, live in the French Quarter. And they felt that there was a big breakdown in the discipline in the police, and some elements of the police department were doing things like confiscating people's generators, taking food from them. Did you experience any of that in any of the command that you were over?
No, sir, not at all. But let me first say that I did lead my officers to two locations. At the Bywater Hospital, which I mentioned, we were inundated with deep flood waters. We had 49 patients. All but two were bedridden. Two could walk with some assistance. We had to carry 47 patients down three flights of steps in narrow hallways in knee-deep water on the first floor of the hospital. But I led my officers over to the U-Haul because I saw citizens taking those U-Hauls and fleeing the city, apparently trying to get out. Of course, due to the deep waters, all our police vehicles, our vans, and everything was completely underwater. So we commandeered, if you will, three U-Hauls to load up these patients. And also, we had hundreds of citizens swimming or crawling out of the Ninth Ward and Lower Nine. And understand, that was a devastating levee break in the Lower Nine. We had dead people floating in waters. It was a horrible time for our citizens. So we had to commandeer these U-Hauls to get them to safety. We ran these relays between the patients. Now, understand that we start this operation at about 2 o'clock as the storm passed Monday. We did not finish the operation of evacuating that hospital until 4:30 a.m. Tuesday morning. And we did commandeer these vehicles. As far as a breakdown in discipline, yes, unfortunately, we did have 49 officers, as I said, department-wide, to just leave or not show up at all. But that's a small percentage compared to the men and women of New Orleans Police Department who stood up, and I mean nonstop. It was one tremendous day that started Sunday night when Hurricane hit and did not subside until we first got relief on that Saturday. And let me also mention something very personal to me is that I was hospitalized on that, and I'm getting a little emotional because I was very upset about this. I was hospitalized on that Sunday with sleep deprivation, dehydration, and exhausted. I forgot to do what every commander needs to remember, and this is to all the police officers and commanders who are listening. You have to just say when and lie down and get some sleep so your body can rejuvenate. Because once you go without sleep, because it was nonstop, nonstop rescuing, nonstop evacuating, nonstop preventing looters, it was one incredible day that started that Sunday and did not end until that Saturday night, early Sunday morning for me when I was hospitalized.
Captain Branson, when did you get relief from the military, U.S. military?
I remember and noticed, now let me mention, on Saturday evening I didn't even know my name. Sleep deprivation is incredible.
Yeah, I suffer from it every day.
Not after sleeping, not for sleeping 6-7 days. It was just incredible. Matter of fact, it was a wonderful thing to lie down and sleep after 6 days. I mean, really sleeping. Every time you would lie down, something else would happen: explosions, fires, gunfire at night. It was an incredible, incredible experience. But the fact is that when I first saw really a blitz of military was that Sunday morning, the sky was black with Black Hawks, Hueys. They were dropping food and water. It was the most incredible sight you wanted to see. But I'm an ex-military person, and I'm telling you now, and I was on a soapbox with my police officers while we were actually being battered by Katrina and reassuring them that you don't understand. We live in the United States of America. Our military can put anything anywhere in this world in less than 24 hours. Well, I'm no longer on that soapbox.
Because they did not do it, I take it.
Well, we did have the Louisiana National Guard, which I'm very, very proud of. They were able to mobilize and get some relief to us. I did have one deuce and a half with a contingent of National Guard who assisted us to no end. But the need was overwhelming. I can't stress that enough. The poor, the elderly who suffered the most, it was incredible trying to balance, really coordinate the military response, at least with them, and also being able to acquire vehicles such as the U-Hauls to get these people to safety.
Aren't there military bases in and near New Orleans?
Yes, there. We have the Belle Chasse Air Station, which is a very impressive air station.
But you didn't have any of those people within the 24-hour period in there assisting you.
Well, remember, the Belle Chasse Station is a reserve unit, and they did come on as a relief after our first responders from the Louisiana National Guard, who were on the ground before the hurricane hit.
You tell an incredible story, one that has not been told from a public perspective.
Sir, I have not even scratched the surface. There are so many stories, wonderful stories, about the heroics of the men and women that worked under my command during Katrina. Some heartbreaking. Let me give you a heartbreaking one. After our last feat was to remove two people from the Balwarna Hospital, from the third floor, in the dark, in the heat. There were biohazards, though, where containers had overturned with needles and bandages in it. My officers walked through that water, carrying people, evacuating, as the people were evacuating from the door knife ward and knife ward.
Some and I take it wearing only their regular equipment.
Yes, sir. By this time, we had shedded the equipment. Our uniforms were filthy, dirty from the horribly contaminated floodwaters. And the horror story is that one patient we had to leave. He was 600-plus pounds. We couldn't carry him. We couldn't lift him. We couldn't get him out the doorway. He was just too big. And the fire department was completely handicapped because of the floodwaters. They couldn't get there. We needed a crane to lift him from the third floor, but unfortunately... he died on the third floor.
He expired on the third floor?
Yes, sir.
That is, did you lose any of your officers in terms of death?
No, sir, not in terms of death, but I had six of them to contract severe staph infections as a direct result of the contaminated waters in the hospital and also the floodwaters. My officers were getting into it and saving people when they realized that this may not be a great idea. And they were coming down with some horrible staph infections.
We read these stories out here about the Canadian Mounted Police showing up fairly early on. Was that within your purview, or is that a story that comes from somebody else?
We did not get the assistance, at least the 5th Police District. Remember what I mentioned, we were... kind of separated in communication for the first 2 or 3 days. Matter of fact, actually 4 days.
When you say separated, you mean literally cut off from everybody else?
Not everyone else. We had officers who were really trapped in their homes on top of their houses, trapped on the interstate. And where you were at the time is where you worked.
Period.
Period. You had to handle... the crowds, the business of policing, where you were, because there was very little, if any, movement through the deep flood waters until we were able to.
And that's with or without leadership. If you're just a regular police officer, if you were there, you had to become the guy in charge.
Absolutely. Let me mention this one person, Lieutenant Mike Roussel. This guy cannot even swim, and he got on boats, went into deep water, got in the water himself to get people out, and he can't swim. That was the most incredible story. I actually saw and witnessed with officers. And we didn't realize he couldn't swim, but he braved the deep water to save people.
What stories to be yet to be told on the what happened at Katrina? I hope you will begin to think about putting a book together.
Unfortunately, this is the most amazing thing, and please bear with me with this. During this whole time, I had cameras available to me, but I did not take one picture. This is a storm that I don't think anyone wants to relive. Other than the San Francisco earthquake, I don't think the United States has ever seen a catastrophe quite like Katrina.
Well, and it may be that Katrina was worse because there were not biohazards at that time, and it was not a flooding issue. It was only a fire issue and a physical destruction of poorly constructed buildings that happened in San Francisco. And so the cleanup and the rebuild was not nearly the challenge that you are facing.
Yes, and we do have a tremendous road ahead to completely rebuild the city. It's going to take some years, but we are seeing signs of improvement.
What about your own personal situation, your own home, your own living quarters, etc.?
Thank God. I didn't live in a flood zone. Matter of fact, when I first purchased my home back in 1982, they, of course, you know, you have to force you to buy the flood insurance, but I was very adamant that if I got 3 feet of water in my home, that means there's 50 feet of water in Canal Street. So there was no sense in getting it.
Wow.
So I didn't flood, but obviously we had tornadic activity in the area because my roof was all centered. I had a great big hole in my kitchen. I experienced a gutter failure, water, all the sheetrock was destroyed, all the flooring was destroyed by the water, actually falling water, not rising water.
You didn't have to move out, though?
Yes, I did. Matter of fact, it's kind of hard to live in a house with a big hole in it and the roof doesn't work.
I see. And
well, you get
family,
rained on, in other words.
What does your family consist of?
I have 3 daughters and a wife.
And you had to move them out to some other city?
Yes, sir. We have been going through hurricane preparation and plans. Early on in my career, I used to teach hurricane preparation to neighborhood watch meetings. And anything above a Cat 1, we go through the drill of evacuating. We have 3 points, which I've taught to officers over the years. If it's coming from a particular direction, then you have 3 points where you can go. One is north, one is east, and one is west. So we do have these points of evacuation, which are family members.
Right. And you and where did your family go for the time period that you were out of your house?
First to Memphis, Tennessee, and then they relocated to Jacksonville, Florida.
All right. All right.
And then back home in a month and a half.
New Orleans Police Captain John Bryson, thank you for joining us here in San Francisco on 960 The Quake. And
I don't want to say it's been a delight, but it certainly has been informative for our listeners, Captain.
Well, if you want to hear some stories, the real stories, what I witnessed and what my officers went through, some of them will bring tears to your eyes. I really get choked up and when I think about what I saw my officers doing and how they really took the bull by the horns and did what we had to do to save lives.
But why don't you give Will Durst, who's right there with you, some names and some telephone numbers, and when we do a retrospective on Katrina, we'll place a call to some of those people and get their stories directly and get them on the air, because they literally should be heard.
And yes,
they should. We've been continuing to look back at New Orleans and keep our listeners informed on what's going on in the wake of Katrina, though these many months after the hurricane. And we wish you well and admire and respect what you did in the aftermath of the hurricane. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Will Durst will continue in the next hour, his second day in New Orleans, before he returns here to San Francisco and joins in the studio here at the Hotel Vitale with Willie Brown. And I'm Paul Wells. It's What Would Willie Do in our next segment. 8:51, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Looking for a good time?
I got so many kids now, and I just ride through the hood and wave. I don't stop.
Enter at your own risk.
I want to turn my life over to God, man, but I got to get this money first.
No cover.
I tried to be a pimp. I had the 3 laziest bitches you would ever see.
And no rules.
I would have been your daddy, but I ain't had change for a 5.
One place.
God damn!
One night.
Dating a black girl is like dating a probation officer. Maximum security in the house.
One man.
Where you been? Where you going?
Mike Epps, Inappropriate Behavior. Premiere Saturday, May 6th at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. Only on HBO.
Catch Mike Epps in his first solo HBO stand-up comedy special. Mike Epps' Inappropriate Behavior debuts Saturday, May 6th, 10 p.m., 9 Central, and it's only on HBO.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down. And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by 2 guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-7572. That's 1-800-440-7572. 1-800-440-7572.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size Smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories and you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-422-1271. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-422-1271. 1-800-422-1271.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net.
WWWD, what would Willie do on 960 The Quake?
Sometimes I'm right, but I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song.
Time to ask the question of the mayor here in San Francisco.
Sometimes I can be right, and sometimes I can be wrong.
Oh, you're never wrong. You might be early or late, but you're never wrong.
Hey, Will, that captain was a very good guess.
Oh, wasn't he well-spoken?
Oh, I mean, you know, impressive.
He was very diplomatic.
Yep.
As he was leaving, I asked him, Nagin or Landro? And he said, that's a very good question. I wish you could tell me.
That's a very diplomatic answer.
The guy ought to be running for mayor, in my opinion.
Now, speaking of mayors and such, we did have a What Would Willie Do question, and we have a very little bit of time here. So we'll make the answer short and sweet. Well, we had millions, we think, of people, because we had a lot more than 30,000 on the streets of San Francisco in the immigration day without immigrants demonstrations, the boycott. Now it goes back to Congress to do some sort of reform of immigration laws. What would Willie do?
I would wait for the recommendations to be made by the next guest who's coming in the next hour, who is an expert on the immigration and the immigration issues. However, I would tell you this. We had in one time in this country no barriers to people who wanted to live here, who wanted to come here. I would think we ought to be able to go back and revisit that method of building and strengthening America. And when we do that, then we can put the kind of tools together that would allow our borders to be secure, because we would not be looking for just regular people. We'd only be looking for bad people. And if we could figure out how to identify the bad people, I think America would be much stronger, because the talent and the creativity that comes with those who come from other countries, from other cultures, adds so much to what this nation is all about.
All right. That's what Willie would do. And we do have the question of the estimated 11 million immigrants that are already here and came here, quote, illegally, close quote. It is against the law in the manner that they came, but the law also has some reforming to do, and we'll be talking to this expert in the next hour, Stephen Wagomski. He's a former advisor to both President Clinton and the first President Bush, and the INS commissioner for President Bush, and he's a professor at Washington State University in St. Louis. Says immigration reforms have to be started before we can make what's legal and what's not.
He's right. You cannot deal with the illegality.
Stay with us, and he'll be with us, and more from New Orleans. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. At Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right. We believe you deserve a brand new computer.